首先有几个报告，就是16号呢，我们请了罗牧师，就是罗保罗牧师，前一段时间在这边，一并布道，16号他回来，大家也可以来邀请啊。我们很难请得到他，他从蒙特利尔来到这里，只待一个星期，我们就请他到我们教会来。Today we have our brother George. It's wonderful. Yeah, he's also evangelist, and he's a powerful evangelist. We're gonna receive in full. But in 16th, we also invited another evangelist from China, Paul Low, and he's going to come. And also invite friends. Today, also after the service, we have lunch together, so we can fellowship together.在圣经里面有四个重要的事情，在使徒行传，大家记得没有？在教会里面要做的四个事情，第一个呢，就是这个使徒的教训，就是神的话语；第二个呢，就是 fellowship， 就是要交流；第三个呢，什么 ？Bible， 在一起 ，Bible 其实那时候一起吃饭；还有一个呢，还有什么？就是要祈祷。So we, in the book of Acts, there are four essential things. The word of God, that's the apostles' teaching, and prayer, and also fellowship, and the breaking of the bread. Breaking the bread, including feast together. Those days, they called love feast, agape. So feast is important. So we, for Chinese, especially for Chinese culture, we eat. When we eat, many things can be done very easily.Does that make sense? On the table, many things can be done easily. This is true. Most of his teaching was done on the table. Does that make sense, Pastor? Well, he was walking with the disciples and eating, and the disciples asked a question. And he answered. 大部分的耶稣的教导都是在餐桌上的教导。你如果打开圣经的话，那些他的门徒在问问题的时候，他就给他们教训一下，好多时候都是在唱歌声中。感谢主。那下个礼拜我们会有圣餐，就是下个礼拜罗保罗牧师回来，大家会做准备。我们很快会有一个海报出来。那今天呢，我就请我们 brother， we invite brother Jose up。I'm your translator and also your introducer. I use the electronics. He used the paper because he's much older than me. Joking. 他跟我同岁啊，同岁。今天我忘记我的设置在家里，就用这个。
Good morning.
Introduce you a little bit more.
Absolutely.
Okay. 他呢，常常来我们牧者聚会。这弟兄呢，就是赵牧师，还有我们的江伊拉莎，非常的认识他。所以，赵牧师邀请人到我们牧者聚会呢，不会随便邀请。有的人来了以后，他说：“对不起，你不应该在这个地方聚会。”我们是牧者聚会，有的人有好多人习惯到那个地方来聚会。赵牧师就告诉别忙的说。对不起，你今天来是很偶然，但是我们接待你。Okay, I'm telling everyone that Jose and Pastor Gideon recognize him and through brother John Elisha and in our pastoral meetings. Our pastoral meetings are not usually open to everybody. Even some people really like to come because of strong anointing and this. Pastor Gideon said.Sorry, you are not supposed to be here, but we will welcome you anyway. But this one is fully recognized by our pastoral team. But he's not a pastor, but he's an evangelist. He has his company. 他自己有他的公司，有几公司有全职的员工，所以让他们可以能够去在世界各地去闯荡。他的生意做得很稳定，很好。Now he has a painting company and has a few full-time workers for him. And the business is very stable and God blesses him. So he's able to travel all over the world to preach. Even in Peru, Peru, he flies 26 times. 贝鲁他已经去了26次，他非常火热重复，生机其实也随着他。所以今天呢，如果等一会他有感动的话，可以为大家来祷告。先知其次的高也是很强。So he is also anybody who is evangelizes and truly believes Jesus Christ usually brings miracles. But we will allow him if Lord moves on him and he wants to pray for people with prophecy, with whatever power, and let him do it. We have the full freedom. Okay, let's stretch your hand to bless my brother and let him preach. Lord, we thank you for our brother Jose. Though he's Spanish speaking and we are Chinese speaking, and some from Africa, some from India, some English speaking, but here is a picture which is written in Revelations. Every tongue and the tribe is praising the Lord. This is a miniature of that picture. We just thank you, hallelujah. Thank you for today you have sent your servant to be among us. And the Lord will welcome him, will receive him, and what he brings with 100% reception. Lord, we open our hearts to whatever he brings. Lord, anoint him, anoint all of us because of your presence and your pleasure. And use him,
使用他,
and to speak to us.
In Jesus' 说话.
Amen.
奉耶稣的名祷告, Amen.
I speak in Chinese.
Amen. Okay, again, good morning.
早上好.
It is such a pleasure and a joy to be here with you.
今天早上很高兴和大家在一起。
This is my first time.
这是第一次来。
I've had a Chinese translator.
我今天有一个这个翻译中文的。
Usually I'm the one translating.
通常呢是我来翻译的。
From English to Spanish.
从英文翻到拉丁文，或者西班牙语。
Or from Spanish to English.
或者从西班牙语翻到英文。
So I'm used to translations.
那我自己呢，非常的习惯于这种翻译的。
So it's a joy to be here.
所以今天非常高兴的来。
So I thank my brother Pastor Bing and his wife Susan for inviting me.
我谢谢宾牧师和他的太太 Susan 邀请我。
To come and share the word.
能够来分享神的话语。
And he told me that today is like missions emphasis or outreach. Am I right?
对，今天呢，我们特别的，我告诉他就是我们强调的今天。外长的福音的聚会。
So my heart is to see people come to know Jesus.
我的心就是要看到人归向耶稣。
I mean, obviously that's the heart of God.
那很显然这也是神的心。
Because that's where it all starts.
这也是所有这一切的开始。
So even though I might not know you personally yet.
虽然我目前还没有认识你一位。
And if there's anybody here that has not had an encounter with Jesus,
如果这里有任何一位还没有跟耶稣相遇的话，
I'm hoping today will be that day.
我希望今天就是你和神相遇的这一天。
Because we all need to meet him.
因为今天我每一个人需要和他相遇。
Personally.
就是个人的。
Because.That's what he desires. It's a relationship with you.
这就是他所盼望的，和你要建立一个个人的关系。
So I'm going to briefly share a little bit, but where I used to be.
我要跟大家分享一下，我过去曾经是怎么样的一个人。
Before I met Jesus.
那就是在我遇到耶稣之前。
I grew up in California.
我是加州长大的。
And I remember growing up.And my dad said to me once,
我记得在我成长的过程里面，我的爸爸有一次对我讲，
He said, son, you're going to be enticed by the world with drugs, but don't even do it once, because one time will take you down the wrong path.
他就警告我说，你很可能被这个毒品呢会缠住，你一次都不要试它。
At the age of 16,
在十六岁的时候
I remember smoking marijuana for the first time.
我第一次就是抽大麻。
But I remember saying to my dad,
我就对我的爸爸讲，
That will never happen to me.
我曾经跟我的爸爸讲，这个吸毒是从来不会沾上我。
How many don't know when you say that, you're already going down?
多少人知道，当你这样吹牛的时候，你已经在往下走。
From the age of 16,
所以在十六岁的时候，
to the age of 24,
到二十四岁，
8 years of my life,
八年的时间，
were wasted away on drugs.
那我就在毒品里面呢就打滚。
I got involved in selling drugs.
我就开始贩卖毒品。
I'll be honest with you, I was doing a lot of bad things.
我跟你讲，我确实做了很多的坏事。
I was going to the bars.
我想去酒吧。
I was selling big time cocaine and marijuana.
卖很多的这种可卡因。
I was
大麻。
I was making a lot of money.
那个时候赚很多的钱。
And then a new drug came out on the market.
那个时候有一个新的毒品上市了。
It was called freebasing.
那个叫做什么 freebasing?
It's a you smoke cocaine.
就是那个在那个可卡因吸可卡因的时候。
And you try one time.
就是你在smoke 就是抽那一次。
And it just hooks you.
用一次你就完全上瘾。
The addiction is so strong.
那个瘾呢是那样的强烈。
No matter what you do to stop, you can't.
你不管怎么样要戒掉是戒不掉的。
Why do I know that?
我为什么知道？
Because it happened to me.
因为在我的身上发生了。
So for about 2 years.
大概两年的时间。
From the age of 22 to 24.
二十二到二十四岁的时候
，I was introduced to this new drug.
我呢就给卷入了这种毒品。
And I started going down really fast.
那我的生活呢往下沉的就速度非常。
It got so bad.
那以至于那样的惨。
That I actually would spend all day inside the house smoking.
事实上，我每一天从早到晚都躲在房间里面要来抽这种毒。
I wouldn't even go outside.
我甚至都不会到外面去。
Because the drug kept me saying, "No, I want more. I want more."
因为那个毒品一直在告诉我，我需要更多，需要更多。
And then one night,
那有一天晚上
，I can't tell you the whole story because 8 years is a long time.
我没有办法来告诉你全部的故事，因为八年是太长了。
But one night I went to my friend's house.
有一天晚上，我去了我朋友的家里。
And this night, I must have smoked at least $1,000 worth of cocaine.
那天晚上我抽了大概1000块钱的毒品。
That's what I was doing for many nights.
事实上，我好多个夜晚都是这样做的。
But this night,
但是这个晚上
，from about 5 o'clock in the afternoon,
就是傍晚5点钟
，till about 2 o'clock in the morning,
到早上2点钟
，I finally went home.
我就回家了。
And I knew something was wrong.
那我非常的清楚有什么坏事情发生。
There was I had a lot of drugs in my body.
在我的身体里面有太多的毒了。
This night I went home and I was in my bedroom.
那天晚上我在我的床上，卧室里面。
And I remember my feeling my heart.
我开始感受我的心。
And it was beating very very fast.
心跳非常的急速。
And I was scared I was going to die from because of the amount of cocaine in my body.
我就非常的惧怕，可能因为这么多的可卡因呢，可能会死去。
And I remember thinking my mom's going to come into my bedroom and find me dead in my bedroom.
那我就开始在想象我的母亲来到我的卧室，发现我死在地上。
I was 24 years old.
我那时候24岁。
And I remember thinking, I don't want to die. I'm only 24 years old.
我就在想，我说我不能死，因为我只有24岁。
I did not know the Lord.
我不认识主。
But I grew up as a Catholic.
但是呢，我成长过程里面是天主教的背景。
I knew about Jesus.
那我听说过耶稣。
But I didn't know who he was.
那我不是真正的认识他。
I was religious.
我那是非常的这个，就是说是一个宗教性的人。
But for the first time in my life,
那是第一次。
I cried out to God and I said, God, I don't want to die.
我开始向主呼求，向主呼求说，神啊，我不要死。
I literally cried out like a little boy with tears. I was crying out to God.
我当时就是真的在主的面前在哭喊，眼水泪流满。
When I said, God, I don't want to die.
我说，神啊，我不要死。
First time I ever heard his voice.
第一次我听见他的声音。
It was so strong, I just knew it was God, even though I never heard his voice.
那个声音如此的强烈，清楚。我虽然没有听到过他的声音，但这次我非常清楚是神。
This voice was so powerful.
那这个声音呢，这么的有力。
But it was so loving.
但是呢，这么的慈爱。
And he said this to me.
他说这样说。
Jose,
Jose,
if you keep living this way, this is where you will end up.
你如果继续这样的过你的生活，这就是你将来的结局。
Suddenly, a vision opened up.
突然我看到一个异象。
It was almost as though a big television screen just right there in my face.
就像一个很大的电视屏幕在我的眼前。
And I started looking at it, going, "What is that?"
我就开始看这个电视屏幕，什么呢？这是什么呀
？This is what I saw.
这是我看到的东西。
I saw flames coming up.
我就看到火从下面升起。
I saw people screaming in torment.
那人在里面呢，受折磨完了，有大声的尖叫。
They appeared to be like wax figures.
那些人就像蜡像做的人一样。
Because they would melt.
因为他们会被融掉。
But just distort only.
但是呢，好像就是只是被扭曲了。
And then take another form.
那就成为另外一个形状。
But they were still people.Burning, screaming in hell.
他们在这个地狱里面呢，被火烧。
As I'm looking at this vision,
当我看到这样一个异象的时候
，I was thinking, what is this?
这是什么东西
？And I've never read the Bible,
因为我从来不读圣经。
But I heard about this place.
我听说过这个地狱。
I've heard people talk about it. I've seen movies about it.
我听到弟兄人在谈论地狱也看电影。
And I remember thinking, this must be what hell is.
那我当时就看到那个就这可能就是地狱。
Suddenly, I just remembered the what God said to me.
那我听见了就说那个神在对我讲。
Jose, if you keep living this way, this is where you will end up.
他就说 ，Jose， 如果你继续这样过生活，这就是你将来要去的地方。
And the vision closed up.
完了那个异象。就收走了。
And I cried out to God again.
我再次的向神呼求，呼喊。
I said, God, I don't want to go there.
我说神啊，我不要去那里。
I don't want to go there.
我不能去那里。
And I,
我就匍匐在神面前。
I fell on my face.
我就真的面朝地匍匐在。
And I said, God, don't send me there. I don't want to go there.
神啊，你不要我送到那个地方，我不去，不想去那个地方。
I still remember.
我很清楚地记得
that day,
那一天
because of what I saw,
那天看的东西我清清楚楚记得。
And when I cried out to God,
当我向神呼求的时候
He rescued me,
他就救了我。
Something on the inside changed,
那我的里面呢开始发生一种变化。
But I didn't know what it was,
但是我不知道是什么东西。
But suddenly it was almost as God was saying, you're going to be different.
那我就感觉到神在向我讲，你会成为一个不同的人。
But I didn't understand all that.
那我那个时候根本不知道。
But something was saying, I don't want to do this anymore.
但是我里面有个声音说，我再也不会回到老路上去了。
The next day I woke up.
第二天我就醒来。
I was like a new person.
我真的是一个新的人。
But I didn't understand why.
但是我不明白。
I just know something happened to me that.
我只是知道那天有事情发生在我的身上。
And the next thing I know,
另外一个事情我立刻知道。
I'm going to speed up a few weeks later.
那下面的几周呢，我就开始加速做一些事情。
Because my testimony is too long.
但是我的这个见证呢实在太长了。
2 weeks later.
2周以后。
God speaks to me again.
那神又对我讲。
And this is what he said.
他对我讲。
You're going to go in the United States Army.
那你是
United States Army.
你要去参加美国的军队。
And I remember that's God speaking to me.
我非常的清楚，那是神在对我讲。
You know what I said to God?
你知道我怎么回答神吗？
I said, I'm not going in no army.
我说我不会去参军的。
I don't like the army.
我不喜欢军队。
But God said, you're going in the army.
大神说你要去参军。
And I could grasp in my mind what he was saying to me.
我不明白，我的当时的头脑不明白他在给我讲什么。
Days went by me thinking about this.
那日子一天天过去，我试图要明白这件事情。
I grew up in Redwood City, California.
那我是在那个 Redwood City, 就是加州长大的一个小城市。
And about a month later,
一个月后
I'm driving downtown.
我就在市区里面开车。
And I see a sign.
那我就看到一个牌子。
United States Recruiting Office.
这就说是美国军队征召所。
I pulled over.
我就车停下。
I go inside,
我就听到里面,
and a United States officer walks up to me.
那个军队上的那个军官呢，就走到我的跟前。
How can I help you?
我能做什么给你？
I said, I want to join the army.
我说我要参军。
And I remember thinking,
我当时在想,
What am I doing here?
我说我究竟在做什么？
I don't want to join the army.
我本来不想参军的。
And I couldn't believe that he gave me the form, and I'm signing my name to join the army.
我就根本就不相信，他就把那个表给我，我就填了，我就参军了。
Now, even though I stopped doing a lot of drugs,
那个时候虽然我真的是在搞很多的毒品
，the addiction broke off.
那种毒品呢，就是说它会时不时发作。
But my body still wanted to do drugs.
就是那个时候，就是我的这个身体有时候还是有种渴望。
So, once in a while, I would smoke marijuana and do a little bit of cocaine.
但有时候我还是会去弄一些这种大麻或者一点点的可卡因。
But as soon as I did, I'm going, oh, this is not right.
每一次我做的时候，我就觉得不对，不对，不对。
Something inside me is saying, no, you can't do this anymore.
里面一个声音就告诉我，你不能再做了。
So about 2 weeks later.I'm still doing a little bit of drugs.
我还是在做一点点的这种。
And the officer told me, in 2 weeks, you're going to go to have your blood test and urine test. You're going to be tested out before you join the army.
他就说，两周以后呢，在你参军之前呢，你所有的这个血液啊都要化验，看你的指数合格不合格。
So before you join the army, they have to do a physical checkup.
就是参军之前呢，他会要给你做体检。
When I went there,
我去了。
They took my blood test.
他们就抽血。
When they did, I remember.
他们抽血的时候我就记得。
They're gonna find drugs in my blood: cocaine, marijuana, pills.
他们就会从我的血液里面能看出这些毒品来。
And they're gonna say, "We don't want this guy."
他们肯定会说，我们不要这个人。
Too much drugs in his body.
在他里面有太多的毒品。
When I took the test,
所以当我做了体检的时候呢
，to see what kind of job I would do in the army,
那就看看我将来在军队上要做什么。
They were saying you're smart enough to be a helicopter mechanic.
那他就说，他们告诉我你呢很聪明，你可以做这个修飞机的。
But if you have drugs in your body,
如果在你的身体里面如果有些毒品呢
，you cannot work on helicopters.
不可能在这个直升飞机上做任
务。Because we want to make sure helicopters fly.
我们要确定这个直升飞机能飞起来。
And drugs and aviation do not mix.
就是毒品和这个飞机从不相当。
And I remember standing there.
我就站在那个地方。
And thinking.
我就在想。
They're gonna find drugs in my blood.
他们在我的血液里面肯定会查到毒品。
I know.
我知道
because I was still doing drugs.
我当时还在做一些用一些毒品。
The test came back.
但是呢，那个样本就是检验的结果回来。
And I had this fear.
我就非常害怕。
They're not gonna want me.
他们不要我。
And the test came back negative.
你知道这个检查的结果呢？
Not a trace of drugs in my blood.
在血液里面一点点的都没有。
As soon as I found out there was no drugs in my blood,
那当我立刻发现就是在我的血液里面没有任何毒品的时候呢？
God spoke to me right there again.
那神在当时当场又向我讲话。
I am with you.
说我和你同在。
My first miracle.
这是第一个神迹。
That was a miracle.
这是一个神迹，相信吗？
And then from there on,
从这个时候开始，
I went to basic training.
我就开始接受训练。
Worked on helicopters.
完了在直升飞机上工作。
I was a paratrooper, so I jumped out of aircraft.
那就是在做技术性的工作。
I had a fun time in the army.
我在这个军队上呢，确实是很高兴的一段日子。
And then I went to Korea.
那其实事实上我去了这个韩国。
For 1 year.
去了一年。
And that's when I first met Christians.
在那边我第一次接触真正的基督徒。
There was overseas missionaries in Korea.
那是那些海外宣教士在韩国。
And I was invited to go to a meeting.
我就被邀请去了一个。
They were singing Christian songs.
他们就在唱基督教的歌。
Never heard this stuff before.
我从来没听过这些歌。
And I remember sitting there listening and watching.
我就记得我坐在那边在那听啊，看啊。
These must be Christians.
他说我相信这些就是基督徒。
I didn't know I was a Christian.
我事实上我不知道我自己是一个基督徒。
Because I still didn't know the Bible.
因为我根本就不知道圣经。
First time.
第一次。
I started learning the Bible.
第一次我就开始来学圣经了。
And I began to understand.
开始懂得了。
Now I know what happened to me.
哦，我就开始明白为什么这些事情发生在我的身上。
When I read the Book of Acts,
我就开始看《使徒行传》。
I saw the story of Saul of Tarsus.
啊，才看到《使徒行传》这个保罗，大树的保罗。
A religious man.
啊，是一个非常虔诚的宗教狂。
Persecuted Christians.
他在拼命的来逼迫基督徒。
Put them in prison.
把他们放在下在监里面。
And thought he was doing God's will.
他以为他在做神的工。
And then he had an encounter with Jesus.
但是他遇到了主耶稣。
When I saw that story in the Bible.
当我读到圣经里面这段故事的时候。
I said, that's what happened to me.
我说这就是发生在我身上的。
I had an encounter with Jesus.
我跟神。一个耶稣面对面了。
When I almost died in that bedroom.
我在那次真的在那个卧室里面差点死去的时候。
But then I began to understand.
我那时候开始知道。
What happened to my heart?
那我的心里面发生了什么事情？
He gave me a new heart.
他给了我一个新的心。
So along this journey.
所以呢，在这条道路上面。
After I finished my 3 years in the military.
就是。这个长军3年以后，我退伍。
I'm going back to California.
回到家乡加州。
And I said, God, what do I do now?
神啊，现在我要做什么了
？You know what God said to me?
你知道神说什么吗
？Go get a job.
他就说，你找个工作。
Take care of business.
完了以后呢，你可以开始一个生意。
I call my friend up. Listen, I'm looking for a job. Does your company hire any plumbers?
我就说打电话给朋友说，你的公司要不要一个这个木匠，就是光工之类的。
And he told me, he says no, but he says they need somebody just to do you know labor work.
我们需要一些做苦工的。
I said I'll take the job.
哦，根本没问题。
Then God spoke to me again.
神又向我讲话。
Said in 6 months.You're moving to the state of Washington.
6个月以后呢，要去这个华盛顿州。
Now I'm a new Christian, okay?
我是一个新的基督徒。
When God speaks,
当神讲话
，He's very clear.
他讲话非常清楚。
And something for some reason I just knew this is God.
我不知道，反正有一个清楚的辨识的能力，我知道这是神。
So for I told the owner of the company,
我就告诉这个公司的老板
before he hired me,
在他在归我之前呢
I said this to him.
我就告诉他
I'm a Christian.
我告诉他我是一个基督徒。
And in 6 months, I'm moving to Washington. So if you still want to hire me, I can only work for 6 months.
因为神呢，六个月以后让我去华盛顿州。如果你让我只工作六个月的话，我还可以为你工作。
And he said, "Okay, I'll hire you."
他说 ，OK， 行，没问题。
6 months went by.
六个月过了。
Friday, 6 months exactly.
在一个星期五，整整六个月。
All day I was thinking,
我一天就在想
I gotta tell the boss this is my last day.
我会告诉我的老板今天是我最后一天工作。
At the end of the day, I talked to him.
在那天的最后一个时刻，我就告诉他
I said, did you know today's my last day?
你知道今天是我最后一天工作
6 months have gone by.
我的六个月已经做完了。
He looked at me and goes, really?
他就看着我，他说，真的吗？今天吗？
I said, yeah.
是啊。
And you know what he said to me?
你知道他说什么
？He says all day.
他说今天一整天。
I don't have our company slow. We have to fire, get rid of one person.
他说我们的这个公司这一天呢，我都在想，
he said,
情况很不好，我要需要来裁员，裁一个人。
He said now that you're limited, I don't have to fire nobody.
他说今天呢，你就已经开了，我不需要来裁任何人。
God's timing.
那就是神的时候。
Now I joined the National Guard in California.
在这个加利福尼亚呢，我就参那个叫 National Guard， 就是卫队之类的东西。
So every once a month for a weekend, I would go to the base and work for the military.
那个时候就说就过一段时间还是要为这个军队去服务的。
So I called the National Guard.
我就为这个过卫队叫做过卫队。National Guard,
I'm moving to Washington.
我说我要去华盛顿州了。
And I need to know if there's any work for me to do helicopter mechanic.
那边有没有这种跟直升飞机有关的工作可以给我做
？He said, No, there's nothing up there for you.
他说 No, 没有什么东西给你。
And if I left.I would have to pay back the military thousands of dollars.
那如果我离开他们的话呢，我要给他们要付费，就是还的。
And I prayed and asked the Lord.
我就祷告，我问神。
I said, God, you told me to go to Washington, but they're telling me that there's no work over there.
主啊，你让我去华盛顿州，但是他们告诉我没有工作可以做在那边。
And in my heart, I knew I'm supposed to go.
但我的内心知道我必须要去华盛顿。
So I said, Lord,
我就说
You said to go, I'm going to obey your word.
主啊，你说要我去，我就要顺从你。
I moved to Washington.
我就去了华盛顿。
I personally called the National Guard in Washington.
我就自己又打电话给那边的这个过卫队。
And I said, I'm a helicopter mechanic. I just moved from California.And I'm looking for work on the base.
我是修直升飞机的。我今天过去在那里工作，今天在这边来。
You know what he said to me?
你知道他说什么
？We need mechanics. We are desperate for mechanics.
他说我们就非常非常需要这样这个直升飞机的技工。
See, faith will always take you to a place that you might not understand.
那大家看到的，就信心把你带到一个地方，是你从来。
But faith is always trusting in what God has always said.
那信心就是你要相信神向你所讲的话。
That was a part of my journey, trusting the Lord.
那是我依靠神带领的一个短短的一个历史。
And then, 2 years later,
两年之后
，The Lord said, "You're going to Bible college."
你去圣经学校。
How many know Christ for the Nations? Ever Christ for the Nations Bible College?
你们知道一个叫做 Christ for the Nations 在 London 的那个神学院。
I went there.
我就去了那里。
And I'm thinking, remember, there's no internet.
你要知道那个时候是没有网络的。
This 1989.
那个时候八九年。
And I said, Lord, what Bible college you want me to go to?
我说神啊，你让我去哪个圣经学校呢？
And for a whole year, I didn't know.
那一年的时间，我不知道去哪间学校。
Then one day I went to my friend's house.
那有一天我就去了我朋友的家里。
And I stopped by after work just to say hi.
工作完后呢，就是在他的家里面就打个招呼。
And I said, "What are you doing?" He goes, "Oh, I just had a bad day," and I just thought he was just in a bad mood.
那天呢，他的这个情绪也不好。他说：“哎，我今天一点都不好。”
And a friend from the church was coming to pick him up to go to a meeting.
有一个教会的朋友呢，就开车来接他，接我的朋友要去教会一个聚会。
He said, "I don't want to go."
那他说我不想去。
And I felt bad for a friend. I said, "I'll go with you."
那我其实呢，当时就是比较同情他，说好，我陪你去。
I had no idea where I was going.
我事实上根本就不知道我要去哪。
I just said, "I'll go."
那我就是陪我的朋友去。
She goes, "Okay, let's go."
他就说好吧，我们去吧。
So from Ferndale, Washington.
所以从这个 Ferndale, 华盛顿的。
We went to the meeting across the border into Canada into Surrey.
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 就来到苏里这边的机会，就从跨了边境。
Never been to Canada.
我从来。
First time.
加拿大第一次。
I go over there.
我就来到这里。
We pull into a building.
我们到一个建筑里面。
And I see the sign, Christ for the nations.
我看到这个就是基督为全世界。
Go, what is this?
我说这个是什么？
I go inside.
进到里面。
Found out it was a school.
就发现这是一个学校。
And as soon as I got in,
当我叫他进去的时候呢
，God says this is the school you go to.
那神就告诉我这就是你要来的学校。
And I met my wife there.
我就碰到了我的太太。
I worked for them as a teacher for 11 years.
我在那个地方也是做了11年的教师。
You see how God works.
你知道神怎么样做事情吗
？I started learning to trust in God more.
那我就继续的学习呢，再次的来依靠他。
That when He speaks to you,
当他现在讲话的时候
，and He tells you to do certain things,
当他告诉你要做一定的事情的时候
，you never have to try to figure it out.
也不需要来拼命的想啊想啊。
He will lead you and guide you.
他会带领你。他为了引领
exactly to fulfill his purposes.
他为了能成进入他。
When your heart says, "Lord, whatever you want me to do,"
当你的心告诉神说，神啊，无论你要我做什么，我愿意。
He'll always fulfill his purpose in your life.
他会成就在你生命里面的呼召和应许。
As a young believer,
那时候作为一个年轻的信徒
，I learned to hear the voice of God.
我就学习去听神的声音
，and how to obey Him.
怎么样来顺服他
？I can tell you so many stories.
我可能有时间会告诉你很多很多的故事。
How God has spoken to me.
神怎么样向我讲话
？To do certain things.
来做什么样的事情
？And only to find out what a blessing it was.
那就是最后你发现就是神是多么的在祝福。
How many know what I'm talking about?
多少人知道我在讲什么
？Right. The voice of God.
神的话，神的声音
is for everybody.
对每一个人
Because his word says, "My sheep hear my voice."
他的话说呢，我的羊明白我的声音。
And he also says, "Whoever has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying."
而且他也讲，有耳可听的就要听圣灵向你讲的话。
Did you know that the Spirit of God is always speaking?
你知道圣灵常常在讲话。
The question is, we're not always listening.
那问题呢，是我们常常没有在听。
There's no greater joy.
那没有更大的喜乐
than to walk in the purposes of God.
是跟随神，跟着他走
and to hear His voice.
而且听他的声音
Let me read a scripture to you.
我要读一些经文给你
It says here in Genesis 1:1. This is what it is for many people. This is where I was.
那就是说这个创世纪第一章第一节特别的讲到。
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
就是起初神创造天地。
Now the earth was formless and empty, and darkness was on the surface of the deep.
那地是空虚空洞，那神的原面黑暗，神的灵运行在其上。
And the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters.
当时就神的灵呢运行在水面上。
Did you know that Everybody who does not know the Lord falls in this category.
你知道不知道？不认识神的人也会就进入这一群人里面。
See, because without God,
没有神的时候呢
，you're formless and empty.
就是空
荡荡的生活无聊。
全面黑暗，就是说没有这种新鲜，全是黑暗在笼罩着。
That's true. How all non-believers are.
事实上，当我们不认识神的时候，就出了这样一种状况。
But it says, but the Spirit of God hovers over the waters.
可是圣经说，神的灵呢，运行在水面上。
When I came to know Jesus,
当我认识主耶稣的时候
，See in the scriptures, waters always represent people.
那如果说这些水是代表人群的话
，And so God hovers over humanity.
事实上，神的灵真的就是遮盖着众生。
And He sees those hearts.Of those who are seeking him,
他在找寻找那些愿意来向回应他的人。
And then he shows himself to them.
他就把他自己向他们显现。
And then he makes light shine out of darkness.
那他就让光在黑暗里面照明。
And that's what he did to me.
那就是他怎么样坐在我身上。
My heart was full of darkness.
那过去呢，我的心里面充满了黑暗。
And now that I know him, his light shines out of me.
那今天我认识他之后呢，他的光在我里面越照越明。
So now I travel around the world.
今天我旅行世界各地。
And my main goal is this.
我主要的目的目标
is to take the message of Jesus to bring hope to this lost world.
就是我要把这个耶稣基督的信息带到世界上，把这个盼望带给这个世界。
Because it's still full of a lot of.Formlessness and darkness and empty in the lives of people.
因为还有很多的空虚空洞，渊面黑暗在人的生命里面。
One day at the Bible College,
有一天在这个神学院里面
，I was working in the maintenance department.
我在这个修理的部门在做事情。
And God spoke to me.
神又向我讲话。
And He said this to me.
他说。
I'm calling you to be like Moses to rescue people out of darkness.
说我呼召你像呼召摩西一样，把人要从黑暗里面拉出来。
And I remember thinking, Lord, what are you saying?
我听说说神啊，你在说什么
？And that whole week, a pastor came in to teach on the life of Moses.
那下一周呢，就是有一个牧师呢，在神学院就讲，一周都在讲摩西的生平。
And he said, just as Moses was sent to rescue the Israelites out of the Egyptians, so I'm sending you into the world to rescue them who are under the powers of darkness.
那一直在讲，就是说神怎么样在那个时代裁判了摩西，把以色列人从巴老黑暗的手下救出来。今天我也要裁判你们，只要进入黑暗，把你救出来。
That was the day the Lord said, I've called you to be an evangelist.
那天开始，神就说：“我今天呼召你做一个传道家、布道家、传福音的人。”
But there's just so much I want to share.
The many things I 有很多东西我可以来分享。
But can I tell you this?
我要告诉大家一点。
Every one of you has a calling and a gift.
每一个人在神面前都有个呼召，而且有恩赐。
And it doesn't matter how much education you have.
不管你受过的教育多还是少。
It doesn't matter how much money you have.
也不在于你的钱多还是少。
How popular you are.
不管是你是众人很喜欢你还是不太喜欢。
It has to do with humility.
那很重要的是你里面的谦卑。
And when he uses you,
当他用你的时候
that's the greatest thing that can happen.
那就是。最这世界上最伟大的事情要发生。
The Lord has sent me to many countries.
神把我差派到世界不同的各地。
I've seen a lot of miracles.
我看到很多的神迹。
And I'm still seeing miracles today.
那今天我还是在看神迹。
But I can tell you this.
但是要告诉你一点。
How many are familiar with the term divine interruptions?
那好多人听说过这个神圣的。接入或者生生的这个 interruption 就是神给插入。 生，插入你的生活里面。
You know what I mean by that?
把你的生活搞乱。
Do you know what I mean by that?
你明白这个意思吗？生进到你的生活里面，好像把你的生活搞乱了。
See, when your heart is always saying, God, I want to do your will, but I just can't see it all.
你的心好多时候说，神啊，我要心里的旨意，但是我看不见，不知道怎么做。
Sometimes God comes into your life.
但是有时候神就来到你的生活里面。
And something happens.
有些事情发生。
That you did not plan.
你是没有做过任何的准备。
And all of a sudden, you go, wow, look what God just did.
你就说哇，你看神做的什么事情
？That's a divine interruption.
那就叫做神圣的搞混乱，神给你搞了混乱。
And you didn't plan that out.
因为你没有计划。
Because you're walking with God.
因为你在跟神在走。
And He'll do that all the time in your life.
他在你的生活里面常常会这样做。
Because He loves to do it.
因为他喜欢这样做。
See, that just tells you He's in control.
他告诉你他在掌权。
Okay. But there are times God will show you what's up ahead.
那有些时候呢，神会提前告诉你你要往哪里走。
Let me give you something here.
我今天要告诉大家一点。
The Lord sent me to Mexico, my own country.
神把我差派到墨西哥，是我自己的家乡。
To bring the gospel to these mountain regions.
让我把福音带到这些山区里面的人。
And while we were there,
那我们在那里的时候
，I met an evangelist.
我碰到一个传福音的人
and I told him we're going to go to a village to this town and when I get there I'll call you to bring your family and I want to introduce you to some pastors that I met
就说是我要去那边山地里面传福音完了以后呢我会打电话给你把家人也带到那边就认识一些牧师
so 2 days go by
两天过去
we're preaching the gospel in the streets
我们在街上就传福音
People get saved.
好多人得救
I mean, we just go up to talk to everybody.
我们就是基本上给所有
restaurant owners, street people, hotel owners, you name it. We talk to everybody.
餐馆的老板，旅店的老板，街上的人。
And then the Lord said to me,
神就给我讲
call the evangelist and tell him not to come. Mission is over.
就是打电话告诉这个传福音的布道家，不需要来了，现在的事情已经做完了。
And I remember going.Okay, I make a phone call.
然后我就给神说好的，我就打电话。
I said, brother, the Lord says you are not to come. Our mission is over. We're coming back.
我就告诉他说，弟兄啊，神告诉我说，告诉你呢，我们这边工作都做完了，你不需要来了，我们回家了。
So we go back.
我们就回去了。
We got there in time for the evening service.
那天晚上呢，就有晚上的聚会。
And during the worship time,
在敬拜的时候
The Lord gives me a vision.
让我再次看到一个异象
And I see 10 men with neck problems.
那看到十个人呢，有这个脖子上有问题
And one person with a wrist problem.
有一个人呢，手杠有问题
And in the vision, I saw the pastor's daughter come up and pray for them, and they all went, boom, all fell down.In the spirit.
在那个异象里面，我看到了牧师的女儿上到前面来呢，为他们祷告。那些人都在圣灵里面就倒在地上。
I'm a visitor in this church.
那我说我自己在这个里面是一个客人。
So I shared it with my brother there who attends that church.
我就给我带我去那个教会的那个弟兄分享这个异象。
He shares it with the pastor.
他就给这个牧师分享。
And I said, whatever you want to do with it.
我就告诉他你要怎么做就怎么做。
You're free to say whatever.
你有自由怎么做就怎么做。
The pastor came up to me, gives me the mic, and he says, "That's from the Lord. You need to share that with the people."
那个牧师呢就把麦克风给我说是这是从神来的。
This was a big church, about 800,000 people in the service.
那个这当时有这个80万人的一个大教会。
So I shared the word to the people.
我就给他们讲。
And I said to the pastor's daughter, she was about 18 years old. I said, "Come here."
我就告诉那个牧师的女儿，我说你上来。
10 men came up with neck problems.
那十个脖子有问题的男人上来。
I said, "You come. You're going to pray for them." And she looked at me like me.
那个女孩子上来呢，她我就说你要给这十个人祷告，她说是我吗
？I said yes because I saw you in the vision。
是的，因为我在异象里面看见。
She was like shaking。
她就开始发抖。
Me？
她说我吗
？I said yeah。
是的。
As soon as she touched the first man, boom. Next man, boom. All ten went down. She's never done that before.
所以她碰到第一个人的时候，那个人就跌倒在地上。第二个，十个人全跌倒在地上。她从来这个女孩子没有做过这种事情。
She was shocked.
她自己就很吃惊。
She couldn't understand.
她也不明白。
You see, God didn't ask me to pray.
你知道神吗？没有叫我去为他们祷告。
He showed me the vision and told me what to do.
他给我看到一个意象呢，让我知道是该做什么。
Had I done it my way,
如果我按照我自己喜欢的方法做的话
，I would have missed out on the blessing.
可能那些人都失去祝福。
Because it's not about me.
因为这个不关乎我的事情。
It's about the glory of God.
是关乎神的荣耀。
Nothing else.
不是别的。
And in the vision, I said, "You got to pray."
因为在异象里面说你要为他们祷告。
And God got the glory.
因为神就得荣耀。
After it was all done,
这件事情完了以后
，this lady comes up.
啊，有一个女的就上来。
While she was coming up,
在她上来的时候
，I was thinking, and asked the Lord, "Where's that other person with the wrist problem?"
我说那个手腕有问题的人在哪里呢
？And I was thinking.Did I miss something?
我是不是搞错了一些事情呢
？Then this lady comes up.
这个女的就上来。
She says, "Brother Jose."
她说，好塞弟兄啊。
He says, "When you gave that word about a person with a wrist problem."
当你讲到那个知识的言语，有人手腕有问题。
I was all the way in the back.
我是在最后面。
And it was too crowded.
因为人太多，挤来挤去。
I couldn't get through the crowds to come up and get prayed for.
因为我太挤了，我来不到前面来。
So she said, "Jose, I raised my hand and I said, 'Lord, I receive it right here.'" Instantly healed.
他说我要把我的手举起来，当时立刻就得到医治。
You see, what I've learned is this: Jesus said, "I only do what I see my Father doing in heaven."
我所学习到的就是耶稣讲的，他说我只做父要我做的东西。
And the Bible tells us that we can do the things that Jesus did.
那圣经上讲的，我们会做耶稣做的事情。
But it has to be revealed to us by the Spirit.
那但是呢，要是通过圣灵的启示给我们。
That's why the Scripture says those who are sons of God are led by the Spirit of God.
所以圣经是这样讲，就是说那些被圣灵所带领的人，就是神的儿女。
If you receive Jesus, you're a son or a daughter of God.
当你接受耶稣在你的心里，你就会称为神的儿女。
And the Bible tells me the Spirit of God is inside you.
因为圣经讲的就是神的灵住在我们的里面。
Leading and guiding you.
在引领着。
To fulfill His purposes.
要完成他在你身上的旨意。
I can tell you today that God is still doing that today.
我再次讲，今天我要跟你讲，神继续在做这样的事情。
I want to encourage you today.
我今天呢，要来鼓励大家。
Increase your sensitivity to the Spirit.
那今天呢，就是要来让神来加强你对圣灵的敏感度。
Because God wants to do a lot of work through you.
因为神要通过你要做很多很多的事情。
He wants to reveal His glory.
因为他要把他的荣耀向你显现。
He wants to show His power.
他要把他的能力向你显现。
Listen, I see enough of the powers of darkness doing evil.
我已经看到，你知道吗？那些邪恶的势力能力做的事情。
What did Jesus say? What did Jesus say?
耶稣说什么呢
？He said, "I've come to destroy the works of the evil one."
他说，我来是要除灭魔鬼的作为。
That means that God wants to use you to cause sicknesses to be healed. He's called for you to raise the dead. He wants you to reverse the side effects of the kingdom of darkness.
神要用你来一并干鬼，神要用你把黑暗的势力要驱逐，神要用你。
That's what He wants to do through you.
那是神要通过你要做的事。
Everywhere you go, I know you see people like that.
你知道，你走到任何地方，你都会看到人。
What is the Spirit showing you?
那圣灵在向你讲什么
？In that situation.
在那个状况下。
And faith comes into action.
那 那个信心接着行动就来。
Imagine what God would do with you and through you when your ears are open to Him.
你想想，当你的耳朵开了，听到圣灵的声音的时候，你想神要通过你做多大的事
？And your eyes are open to see His glory.
你的眼睛要开眼看见他的荣耀。
So that you would walk in the power of the Spirit.
你会行在圣灵的能力当中。
We're living in the Book of Acts.
我们今天就活在使徒行传里面。
Today,
今天
we must be sensitive to the voice of the Holy Spirit.
我们今天必须要对圣灵的声音要敏锐。
Because this is the day in which we're living in.
因为今天我们活在这个世上。
It is time to release the power of the Holy Spirit through you.
今天是要通过你要释放圣灵能力的时候。
There's a stirring in the Spirit.
啊，这里有一个圣灵的搅动。
All over the world.
在全世界都在搅动。
There are pockets that God is showing Himself.
在不同的地方，神把他自己向他们显现。
And He's waiting for His people to rise up and say, Lord, what is Your Spirit saying today?
他在等待着他的子民起来说是，哦，神啊，啊，你在今天要向我说什么？
You know, in Corinthians it says to desire the gifts of the Spirit.
就像哥林多前书讲的，你要来渴慕圣灵的恩赐
especially the gift of prophecy.
特别是先知启示的恩赐
Why?
为什么
Because He wants to release His gifts, but you gotta desire it.
那因为他要释放他的恩赐，但是你要有一个渴慕的心。
If you don't desire it, why would He give it to you?
如果你不渴慕渴望的话，他为什么要给你呢
？You've got to hunger for it.
你里面要有渴慕。
Ask Him.
要问他。
Because He wants to release His glory.
因为他要把他的荣耀显现。
Every one of you, as a believer, has that power residing in you.
在座的每一位，每一个信徒都有这样的能力在你的里面住着。
And God will show up in your life. And many will come to the Lord because of that.
那神会显一显，很多人因着你要走向神的国度。
I love it when God heals people.
那我真的非常的喜欢看到神医治人。
Let me share one miracle with you, and we'll finish up.
那我再见一个神迹呢，我们就结束在这。
Went to a prayer meeting.
我有一次呢去了一个祷告会。
And I brought some students from the Bible College.
我就带了一些神学院的学生去。
To help out.
去帮助他。
And this lady, she was about 40 years old.
有一个四十岁左右的妇女呢，就上来。
She had a tumor about this big.
她有一个肿瘤呢，是这么大。
Right here.
就在肩膀上。
Big old, it's like a big ball right here.
就像一个球在她的肩膀。
She came up to receive prayer.
她就上来接受祷告。
And of course, a look on her face like, I need prayer.
他就看到他的人，他就是在讲，就是说
，We pray for her，
需要祷告，我们就祷告。
Five minutes later，
五分钟
，gone，
彻底的消失。
This lady was jumping up and down with so much joy，
他就开始上蹿下跳，上蹦下跳。
It's gone， it's gone， can you imagine？
离开了，离开了，哎呦，他就高兴得不得了。
Having this big thing, your rest, your whole life, and then suddenly gone.
你知道这样一个重留在他的身上一辈子带着，像是突然没有。
Joy erupted in that place.
那个地方真正的喜乐所充满。
That's what God wants to do with you.
这就是神要在你们中间要做的事情。
The Bible says faith is what pleases God.
那圣经讲的就是说，人非有信不能讨神的喜悦，就是说信是讨神喜悦。
It unlocks the door to the glory of God.
那是一把钥匙，信心就打开神荣耀的钥匙。
So that God can show up.
打开的时候，神就显现了。
Amen.
Amen.
Let's stand up.
我们大家一起来祈祷。
I don't know if everybody here is a believer or not. I just want to say this briefly.
他就问谁在这边是不是都是信徒？我说大部分都是，差不多。
If you have not had an encounter with Jesus,
如果你没有跟耶稣真实的相遇的话
，The Bible says that you're still in darkness.
圣经上讲，你还在黑暗里。
But you don't have to remain there.
你不需要待在那里。
Because Jesus has already reconciled you to the Father, and faith is the only thing you need to do to trust in Him what He did for you.
那耶稣呢？通过耶稣已经把你和父神连接起来，你需要的就是信心，要来把这个事情做成。
And if you receive Jesus Christ as Lord,
如果你已经接受耶稣基督称为你的救主
，The Bible says He takes you out of the kingdom of darkness and puts you into the kingdom of His Son.
圣经就说他把你从黑暗的国度已经挪移到光明，他儿子的国度。
But that's your choice.
那是你的选择。
Today you can make that decision.
今天你要做这样的决定。
And step into the truth.
你要进入这样的真理。
And meet Jesus Christ, Savior.
让耶稣能成为你的救主。
So that's I. So if anybody's here today that wants to do that, you're welcome to come up.
今天
or even talk to the pastor afterwards. Either way.
今天你可以，你如果觉得你要真的接受耶稣，在你的心里面，你可以上来，或者你过后跟牧师讲也可以。
Okay. Now the other thing I want to ask you is, how many desire to move in the supernatural?
多少人希望心在超自然的神迹里
？Okay. If you desire that.And you want to see more of that? I want you to come up. We're going to just pray for you that God would increase that in your life.
如果你希望有这样的话呢，我就为你祷告，要增加。
And I want you to receive the anointing.
Yeah, add a few words. Our church prophesied many, many years ago, consecutively, that the miracles are going to be remarkable.I'm waiting for the day. I'm praying for the day. Holding on to the day. 就是我们教会呢，就是先知一直发预言，就是、说将来神迹奇事是我们教会的特征。而且下个下下个礼拜罗牧师来不是偶然的。今天弟兄在为他铺道路，大家明白吗？
明
白。今年这是一个特别的一年，就是 I'm sharing because this is a prophecy and today the Lord has sent.This brother, next 2 weeks, another brother from China, he's also a miracle worker, he's moving in place. There's a reason this happens. We are preparing, preparing, preparing. So, 我们大家一起来学，一起来接受。我们的弟兄，我看到他神怎么样来祝福他。他的油漆公司做得很好，跟江一来上，就他们是好朋友。我看到他现在能够自由的，就是在各地传道，生活上也没有什么。因为他听到神的声音 ，because he hear the voice of God and act in it, and I see that how Lord blesses him, you know, and 我觉得今天这个信息非常重要，因为先知的恩赐就其实不是先知的恩赐，就说每一个人每一只羊呢应该听到他的声音，这是正常的基督徒生活。This is a normal Christian life. We should hear the voice of the Holy Spirit. This is what Jesus says. This is a normal life of Christianity.We are going to go back to the normal. However, thank Lord, because Lord is using our brothers and sisters sent from different places to encourage us. Encourage us. That's wonderful. I just let Jose do whatever.
I want to just share one more scripture.
I'll share one. 我要奉献一节经文。
A centurion soldier came to Jesus.
就当时的这个百夫长呢。
And he says to come and heal his servant.
他说，请你去医治我的仆人。
He says I'm a man under authority.
但是呢，他说我是一个在权柄之下的人，也是有权柄的人。
And when I tell them to go do something, they go do it.
但是我告诉他们说做这个，他们就做这个。
And what he was saying to Jesus is this: I recognize you're also a man of authority.
那他就其实是告诉耶稣呢，我认得你的权柄。
He says, "You don't have to go to my house."
你不需要去我的家。
He says, "Just say the word, and my servant will be healed."
你只要说一句话，我的仆人就会病得医治。
Then Jesus said this.
耶稣说了一句话。
I have not seen such faith in all Israel.
他说我在以色列从来没有见过这么大的信心。
That is the key.
这就是钥匙。
To release the supernatural.
就是让你超自然的生机在你生命里面发生。
Ask the Lord to help you to grow in the faith。
就是来祷告呢，求神呢，让你在信心里面不断的来成长。
But I know one way it works。
但是 有一点我知道。
Faith comes by hearing the word.
那第一点是通过听到的。
And your obedience to the word.
那第二点就是你的顺服神的话。
Strengthens that faith.
就把你的信心加强。
And the more you do it,
你做的越多
，your trust level will grow.
你那个信任主的程度就越高。
And your faith will grow.
你的信心就增加。
And you start being used in greater dimensions in the supernatural.
啊，你就在超自然的经历更多。
So as I pray for you.
当我在向你祷告。
The key is faith is what pleases God.
来吧，我为你祷告的时候呢，最主要的要素是什么呢？就是信心，要信。
And when you encounter situations.
当你遇到各种各样的状况的时候。
Somebody being sick.
那有的人是有病了。
Somebody has an infirmity.
有的人可能是软弱的。
And you say, I'm going to test my faith.
那你就说我这凭着信心。
And you begin to pray for that person.
就开始为那个人祷告。
Because it only can happen when you do that.
那就是需要这样才能够发生。
If you walk away.
如果你走开了。
And do nothing with that person who has that sickness.
那个人呢有病，那是你没有做任何的事。
Then you're not activating your faith.
你就是没有在启动你的信心。
You've got to say, Lord, this is your will.
你就说神啊，这是你的。
Jesus said he came to give life and life more abundantly.
因为圣经上说呢，他来是要赐人生命，而且丰盛的生命。
But Satan's come to kill, steal, and destroy.
因为那恶者撒旦来呢，是要毁坏、偷窃、杀害。
So anything that is not origin of God.
那任何不是从神源头出来。
Sicknesses, infirmities, that kind of stuff.
就是人的软弱，人的这个疾病。
Cannot be from God.
这个不是从神来。
So God wants to reverse the side effects.
那神要把这个东西呢扭转。
As you pray, He releases the supernatural through you.
当我们祷告的时候呢，神就让超自然的事情在你身边发生。
How many believe?
多少人相信
？Okay, then according to your faith, I'm just going to pray for you, and I want you to receive what the Lord's going to do with you. Okay, this is the beginning, and you've got to stir your faith.
那我要为你来祷告，你现在是一个开始，要接受这样一种信心，信心在你里面大大的启动。我要为你祷告的时候，凭着信心来接受。
Thank you, Lord.